Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So, friends, where do you think we go from here as we begin the last few days of what's going to be just a monumental time in this nation's history? And maybe right here in Oregon. Where do we go from here? Have we crossed a Rubicon? It's an interesting, well, thought. Are we at the point of no return? I mean, this is stunning where we find ourselves today. There's a very long piece in The Federalist about if Americans can no longer trust our elections, we're in big trouble. You know, overnight, lots of things to talk about have occurred, including, as you know, the 2,600 votes that were found that were never recorded in Georgia. In one county, 2,600 votes, and it gave Trump an 800-vote advantage. So, in other words, 800 more votes of that 2,600 went to Trump than they did Biden. That's just one county. Now, the premise of this article is if we cannot trust our elections, we're in big trouble. So where do you think we go from here? Now, I ask that question because this is more than just this particular election, friends. I mean, it really is. This is much deeper than that because so much has happened. I mean, we look at what, and it's in it, yes, much of it is revolved around Donald Trump. But it's deeper than that. Nearly 73 million people voted for this man. It's a stunning number. 70% of those people do not trust that this election was accurate or fair. That's about 50 million people. Now, you go back to, and the article makes this point. You go back to the time that in 1960, where John Kennedy received more votes in Cook County, that's in Illinois, right? Chicago, received more votes in Cook County than the number of people living there. Now, that's long before mail-in voting, right? This is 1960. This isn't 2000, Trump versus Gore, which is, you know, the hanging Chad thing that was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is different. This is where about 50 million people in America. I mean, that's a big chunk, folks. We're, 320, 30 million people in this country? 50 million people who know other people in their worlds, right? And they're, I mean, it's what we talk about on the show, Political Coffee, all the time, right? How you can change your world, whatever world that is. People that you know, that you influence, that you circulate with. If you get 50 million people who do not think this election was fair or accurate and was full of fraud, well, okay. What does that mean for the future? So if you think that Trump is going away, either way, friends, in the Republican Party or in America, I think you're wrong. We're not going back to normalcy here. When you have 50 million people that believe, in essence, that this election is fraudulent because of a few states, because of everything that, you know, this bombshell that Sidney Powell, and you can watch this, it's on the Right Scoop. I mean, it's other places too. But of course, she reads this evidence from a high-ranking military witness explaining how Smartmatic, that is this software program, that apparently works with other software programs, how Smartmatic was created to throw elections. This is a sworn witness testimony. This is what she told Maria Bartiromo yesterday. She reads from the affidavit of this high-ranking witness who was present at the creation of Smartmatic. And he testifies that it was indeed created to throw elections in countries like Venezuela. So what that tells me is a U.S. military high-ranking official has sworn under the penalty of perjury that he was present at the creation of a software system that had certain goals. And if you read through this article in the Rights Group, you will you'll see what it is and how it talks about the software function in such a manner that if the voter were to put their thumbprint or fingerprint on a scanner, the thumbprint would be tied to a record of the voter's name and identity as having been voted, but the voter would not be tracked to the changed vote. So in other words, there's no evidence. Now, this is a problem for the Trump campaign. They need to show the courts some evidence. And it's got to be beyond just this business of the vote, the glitch, right? Well, it's not a glitch, obviously. That happened in one Michigan county and apparently another county also that swapped the votes. This, folks, creates the uncertainty. And I go back to what I said last week, that this is the bloody glove moment. The O.J. Simpson trial, where he puts on the bloody gloves, which have shrunk because of the blood, and you can't get them on your hand. He couldn't get them on his hand. It was such a powerful visual, and it put such doubt in the mind of the jurors, in fact, the whole country, that people began to believe that he didn't do it. This is precisely what the Trump legal team is trying to do, is so enough doubt in the minds of the courts, folks, that the courts rule that at least in some places, this election is invalid. Now, it's not just Sidney Powell. You heard her say on Sunday's show with Maria Bartiromo, she wouldn't be saying this if she didn't have evidence. She's highly respected, folks. But so also is Lynn Wood. Last night, I watched Lynn Wood's YouTube interview with, it's a radio, and it's the John Frederick Show. John Fredericks is a talk host in Atlanta, Georgia, and Lynn Wood is from Atlanta, Georgia. And what is stunning here is that, again, Lynn Wood is a highly respected lawyer. This is the guy that defended Richard Jewell and got him not only off, but a huge settlement. This is the guy that does defamation cases and usually wins. He's the guy who won this huge settlement and is involved in other settlements ongoing for the Nicholas Sandman. You know, it's the kid wearing the MAGA hat in Washington, D.C. with the Indian guy activist, you know, pounding a drum in front of his face. And how he was defamed across all of these mainstream medias and how that they're settling out of court. This guy is last night, and he says this in this interview, that he does defamation cases for a living. And he says, what I'm about to say next, I have thought about very carefully. He accuses the Republican governor of Georgia and the Republican Secretary of State of being corrupt and getting, in essence, kickbacks, money for bringing in Dominion voting systems, which was a $107 million contract that was the low bidder It's a long interview. You can find it if you go to Parler. It's also on YouTube. Sidney Powell talked about this. Rudy Giuliani's talked about it. How they have evidence of Republicans getting bought off, folks. So I want to go back to the Federalist article, because here's the point that I want us to think about. Have we crossed, are we past the Rubicon? You know, that's Caesar and the Rubicon River and all of that in world history. That's why people use that term. Are we past the point of no return? What does it mean? What does it mean if, and I'm going to throw this out to you, and again, this is out of this Federalist article, and it's a very long article, folks. It's worth your read because it lays out so much of what, and it isn't particularly friendly to Trump, by the way, or his arguments right now. But let me lay this out to you. What if on Inauguration Day, Trump has lost this stuff. Joe Biden's being sworn in, but Donald Trump isn't in Washington, D.C. Instead, he's holding a massive rally somewhere in the Midwest. Republican Party officials and most politicians would be screeching about this. But at this point, they have no control. They are along for the ride. I want you to just think about that for a moment. Where do we go from here? No matter how this turns out, we know this. We know that if the courts, and I pray that they do, invalidate this election in certain places because of the strong suspicion of voter fraud, whether it's electronic or so many of these other issues that are in court right now. If Trump wins, there will be massive rioting by the left in this country. What we've seen prior to this is just the beginning. What happens then? What happens if Trump loses? Because the courts are simply not going to get involved. They're going to let this happen. What does it mean for our trust as Americans in our voting systems? What happens? Does Congress do anything about it? Well, not likely with a Biden presidency. What about our states? Would things be different here in Oregon? Would we pass new laws that tighten up the incredible looseness of how we do things in Oregon, where they can literally open ballots and count them ahead of Election Day in Oregon and vote by mail? They do that, you know. What about online voter registration, where you literally can go online, register to vote, and never prove you even live in this state, and you can literally vote? Allegedly. Where do we go from here? Political Coffee, 6:20 in the morning. What do you think? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Wilbur, our reliably liberal listener, writes me an email, says, I can't help hearing earlier in his administration that Donald Trump enjoys conflict. Well, it is, he's one of these people, Wilbur, and I don't agree with it, never have, that you manage by having conflict in your management team, which means you don't have a team because you don't play together. And the viewpoint is there that you get the best ideas when people are arguing in front of you. Yeah, that's not how you win. But that's how Trump does things. Greg sent me an email about the Trump executive order in 2018 that I alluded to yesterday. And there's a number of links to it. The executive order for election interference. And, of course, another YouTube video of Lynn Wood saying they'll all go to jail. I don't know. I know that, again, the executive orders of this type don't supplant your constitutional rights. And everyone has a right, and we'd better have a right, to being innocent until proven guilty. I'm going to go to the phones in a moment with Art and George, so hang on. If you don't think voting is important, look at the Oregonian story today about the Gresham mayor's race could be headed for a recount. 67 votes separate the leftist from the rightist. So where do we go from here? It's an important thing. Also, I want to let you know that I think that it's important you trust a contractor. If you can't trust a contractor, you're in big trouble. That's why you can trust Eric Azar at Righteous Renovations, because he literally lives his personal beliefs in how you should work with your customers in his business. Doesn't just put it in his name. He actually practices it. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and read the great testimonials from people who agree, people who have had experiences with Eric Azar. righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Art first. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, Wilbur. I love some of his conflicts. I don't think Trump enjoys conflict. I think he's not afraid of conflict when it deals with doing the right thing, et cetera, et cetera. So, Wilbur, great leaders don't mind taking on the challenge to do things right. And so does he enjoy that? Probably not. But he's not afraid of confronting problems. And
well, no, he takes them head on. And I mean, that's one of the things that I think a lot of us find refreshing. I want to give you another 30 seconds. Tell me where you think we go from here, no matter how this turns out.
Well, Jeff, obviously we have to make changes in order to deal with the corruption and all the problems that we have allowed to build up and occur in our country. And I think we're willing to take on that challenge. I think we're willing to voice our opinions, just like the rally on Saturday. People are sick and damn tired of the elitists getting rich and doing inappropriate things, just like those Republicans, you know. And Trump said he was going to clean out the swamp. And that's exactly what he's doing. I will be interested to see what evidence comes out of this 2018 executive order.
You're right. And to see, I mean, I don't think some of the other, some of the wild predictions about what could happen out of the executive order are going to happen, but maybe there will be some good things. Art, thanks for your comments. We need to move quickly to George. George, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. I remember a long time ago I wrote Al Ullman and complained about illegal aliens. And basically what he said was, there's nothing we can really do about it. And I wonder that the illegal aliens could be allowed to vote here or anything like that. And they probably did. And I don't think we're doing a damn thing about illegal aliens, because the Democrats won't want to just build it up and build it up. So,
well, that's my George, decision. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, and I will tell you, George, that Democrats want the illegal aliens so they can flood the system, the Cloward and Piven model. And so they can vote, and you're probably right. I think that with Oregon's automatic voter registration at the DMV, that probably some have voted. But secondly, Republicans want them too. Republicans, and I will tell you, there are Republican-leaning organizations in Oregon that want the illegal alien cheap labor. And many of them are in my business of agriculture. So is anybody ever going to do anything about it? The only person who's ever really done anything about it is Donald Trump. There's a Chiron, and George, thanks for your point, because you're right on the money, because they are part of the component of how votes, illegal votes, can happen and change elections. Chiron at the bottom, by the end of Trump's presidency here in the first term, there'll be over 400 miles of fence. I don't think you're going to see Biden, if he is president, walk away from the fence or tear it down. I think that would be way too far for him, even his radical agenda, to go. Many of the other things, yeah. We better hope, friends, that Trump is successful. But I worry about what happens. Are we really truly headed for civil war in this country? I mean, you think about it. You think about the rallies that are happening all across the country. What happened in D.C., what happened in Oregon, what's going to continue to happen in Oregon. And, you know, the other side, the leftists have guns, too, although they have a lot less. Are we headed for a shooting civil war if we no longer can trust that our elections are fair? Wow. What happens next? It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Political Coffee. What do you think?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back, friends. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. You are listening to Political Coffee. Now, the reason that we're talking about, have we passed a point of no return here? No matter how this election, presidential election, turns out, the left is going to view it, half of America, and this is the main point here in the Federalist article, half of America is going to say it's not a legitimate election. Now, we've already had that experience in 2000 with Bush versus Gore. We had it with the Democrats refusing to accept Donald Trump's election in 2016. But this is bigger now for a number of reasons. Where do we go from here? What happens if half of America does not accept the idea that our elections are fair? That one side has found a way to permanently cheat? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Corby writes me an email, says, is it over? Says, I believe President Trump will remain president. There's so much evidence that the leftist deep state has been corrupt for years. Our elections obviously have been rigged for years. I think he'll be on the offensive and use resources other than the FBI, CIA to start making arrests. That will cause a type of civil war. We should be concerned about the Great Reset, which is being put in place right under our nose, which will happen regardless of who is president, if we don't get informed and understand what's really going on. If we read between the lines, that is what it seems to be telling us. By the way, did you see the story about the Courthouse Club Fitness right here in Salem? They say they're going to stay open. They're going to defy Kate Brown's freeze. Is this the beginning of more? Do you trust the so-called science that's behind, or lack of, really? You look at what Jay Inslee is doing in Washington versus what Kate's doing here, both claiming it's based on science. They're totally, well, not totally, but greatly different approaches. Can you trust anything? In fact, a friend of mine sent me an email saying that Dominion is also being used to tabulate and count COVID cases. I asked her where she heard that. I'd like to see that. But doesn't it just throw into, just makes everything unsettled? What happens when you have an unsettled society? Well, America's been on the brink before. We've gone over the brink. Civil war. We had a shooting civil war. We also had a revolutionary war, which 20% of the people supported trying to become independent and going to war against the crown. The rest of America didn't at the time. Are we at that point this time? Friends, I also want to, you know, Friday, you know, I talk about CBD because I use it. Well, Friday I went and sat with Jen over at Pro Biosciences, the company in Salem here that uses only Oregon-grown CBD in their products. And she gave me a new type of a roll-on product. It looks like a big, tall, round, deodorant dispenser. And man, I'm telling you, I haven't ever used anything that has worked so well in my life. I rubbed this on some damaged muscles. Because of the lockdown, I haven't been able to go get massages, which has really helped me in some of my back injuries, loosen my muscles up, and I feel a lot better. I typically have some tightness in my upper back, between my shoulder blades and so forth. I rub this stuff on, and it is amazing what it does for me. It is Pro Bioscience. It is their roll-on product. It is amazing what it does for me. Maybe it'll help you too. If you have kind of those aches and pains, I mean, this stuff lasts a lot longer than the cream does. And it'll last me all day. And I've never used anything like this. And if you have aches and pains, and maybe you ought to try this roll-on product. It's one of the many great products that Pro Bioscience has. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online from them, like this new roll-on product, if you buy anything in November, use the discount code Thanksgiving. And that gives you a 15% discount. The discount code Thanksgiving. And they've also just started a new program where you, if you refer other people to them because you're using their products and you love it, you can get an extra discount. Pretty cool, huh? Pro-bioscience.com. That's their website. Check them out. Call Jen. Talk to her. She's more than happy to answer your questions. Pro-bioscience.com. Speaking of defying the freeze, we're going to have a special day before Thanksgiving event on the fountains across from the state capitol, the steps of the capitol. The day before Thanksgiving, on the 25th, Thanksgiving's the 26th, on the 25th, the Defeat the Steal group, which I spoke at their rally this last Saturday, is having another event on the fountains. And it's going to be basically a potluck that's free for anyone who doesn't have a place to go on Thanksgiving because of this freeze. And we're going to gather together on the fountains, and we're going to defy the lockdown. I think this is very appropriate. We're going to feed hungry people, maybe homeless people, but really anybody else. And we're out soliciting donations. You know, we've got a bunch of restaurants that are going to be shut down now, right? With the freeze that starts tomorrow. Yesterday in Albany, I had lunch at a great restaurant that I normally go to called Sweetwater's. They don't do takeout. They're shutting down tomorrow. Today's their last day. They're going to shut down, and all those families, everybody that works there is going to be laid off. You're going to have to go on unemployment. And we know how well that system's been working, right? So we're going to defy the lockdown. So why don't you come and join us? Now, I'm quite serious. Maybe you want to make a dish. Maybe you specialize in some kind of dish. Just make it. And, you know, we're going to put up pop-up tents or whatever we can do. I don't think the Oregon State Police are going to arrest us and haul us out of there if we're feeding the homeless and people who don't have any place to go on the day before Thanksgiving. I just have a hard time thinking that the people that I know in the OSP would go do that. Maybe they write a few tickets. Okay, fine. But, you know, folks, time to take a stand. Don't you think? 503-589-1220. Lee writes me a text. Does Pro Bioscience have a store? No, they do not. They you contact them online. They just send you things in the mail. That's how it works. So pro-bioscience.com. All right. So here's the last two paragraphs of this article in The Federalist, and I think this is so important. There won't be a revote. And by the way, this is Willis Krumholz, who's a juris doctorate, so now he's got a PhD in the law and an MBA from University of St. Thomas. He says this: no, there won't be a revote for the presidency. The small fraud that got Democrats a new congressional election earlier this year can't happen for a presidential election given timetables set by the Constitution. No matter what happens, the courts won't decide this in a way that is acceptable to more than half the country. So this is the massive risk our country faces going into the 2020s. If one side no longer agrees to play by the rules of the game is over. It appears that with Trump as an excuse, the left believes the rules of the game no longer apply. The political right is approaching the point where they feel the same way. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I had a different topic, so I don't know if I want to bring it up, Jeff. But you talked a little bit about the restaurant closure. Why don't we sit down and just come up with a way to support it. Keep the restaurant open.
A way to
open.
Support what?
Keeping the restaurant open. For example, I went to the emergency room, and I had to go through a little check before I got in. There was a lady there. Well, they have rules on how what has to happen to get into the emergency room. Do the same thing to get into a restaurant. Do exactly the same thing.
That's an interesting idea. So what I would say to that, Tim, as we go into the break, is would people put up with that to go into a restaurant? I don't know. It's an interesting idea. Thanks, Tim. Okay, 648 back in a moment. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. You know, Tim always has these great creative ideas about how to make things work. But does one side want to make things work? You know, it's an interesting idea Tim has come up with. So, I mean, you got to go through all this rigmarole to go get on an airplane, to go into a doctor's office, to go see your dentist. Okay, why not into a restaurant? Keep the restaurant open. If Tim can come up with that idea, why couldn't Kate Brown? It's because she doesn't want to, folks. It's not how she thinks. She is a totalitarian, regressive Marxist. She wants power. She believes that her ideas are the right ideas, as much as I do, much as you do. Yeah, she could literally, I mean literally, adopt such an idea, but she hasn't. Let's go to the phones again. Go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say today?
Yeah, Jeff, how is it that the election time and the virus time all arrived at just the right time, and that the left and the right are meeting together the way they are, and how much effect the disease that had to have become from a collective effort of multiple nations, individuals, massive amounts of money, that all of this came together at this time for such a time as this. And that this attack is not really against the United States in per se, but the entire world. So the outcome is according to those that we don't control. The things that we can control, we can fix. It's looking like this, we don't have the ability to fix it because these people are working outside a realm that we are not used to. It is the disease that they created with billions of dollars collectively that allowed them to do this, because they knew a president can't win if the economy is bad.
Well, look, you're correct, and I'm going to let you go there, Glenn, because I think everything that you just said follows very nicely with how the Democrats over the last 2 years, Mark Elias, Hillary Clinton's lawyer, has been filing lawsuits in these critical states that both the courts and the states have agreed to change how they conduct elections. All of it, coincidentally, played into mail-in voting in the point that Glenn is making here, because of a Chinese virus. Now, you want to talk about a grand conspiracy? Is it coincidence? Are there things that happen in politics that are just coincidental? Or are there things that are thought out well ahead of time? Like apparently, Smartmatic, which now we have an affidavit from a military officer who was there in the creation of it a long time ago, which has been used literally, allegedly, in various elections around the world, which means we created it. Talk about grand conspiracies. Dale sends me an email, says, Trump tweeted last night that in Clark County, Nevada, they tossed 1/6 of 158,000 ballots because of abnormalities. It's a start. Yes, it is. A unnamed state worker says, we need an independent audit of the election and the systems and the procedures used in Oregon. We cannot rely on the Secretary of State's office to perform an honest audit. Is there any way to make this happen? With the mail-in ballots and online registrations, we may have had fraudulent elections in Oregon for years. We probably have. Detailing many of the things that I brought out in that story yesterday. The only way to make it happen is judges. And judges in Oregon are not on our side. Oh, darn it. Rich, call back in because I wanted to get you on the air. Rich had sent me an email. And I thought, heck, we just talked to him about it and end the show with it. Trump and conflict votes offshore, he writes. My thoughts in this short statement. What this really means is business is not usually conflict, but a difference in how to get a job done. This will bring out problems that need to be resolved to achieve the final product. It always allows everyone to get on the right track to get the project done. Offshore counting of our ballots is being rumored. What's with that? We are in the midst of a global economic reset. President Trump is the only powerful person stopping this terrible globalist or communist move. I believe we are in the beginning of a civil war. As I've mentioned before, I am sad to say that, but I don't see a way out of it. If the present cheating by the left isn't resolved, I don't see the United States rushing to communism peacefully. No, I don't think we will. I don't think we will at all. This offshore voting, folks, what Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani have revealed is that Dominion Voting Systems sends their data to these server farms in Spain to a company called Sictl. And Lynn Wood talks about this in his YouTube piece. And it gets reported back through a third software system called ClearVote. Yeah, it goes offshore to Spain and to Frankfurt, Germany, where, again, allegedly the U.S. military has been involved in raiding the server farms. And the one they raided in Frankfurt, as we talked about yesterday, is apparently a CIA-owned server farm. Oh, this is just going to get interesting. Friends, the reason we're talking about this is that every day you have an opportunity to talk to persuadable people in your world, whoever that is. Ask them this question. Where do we go from here? If the courts rule one way or the other, half of America no longer has faith that the election system is fair and honest. That means that we're headed for something really dangerous. That means we're headed to another civil war. How does that turn out? It's not good. It's another reason that I urge you to pray. Friends, if you're not comfortable at home because the furnace ain't working right or the heat pump is not keeping up with the cold weather, then you need to call Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. They're in Salem. Got great discounts for veterans and seniors. freedomheatingandair.net. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Thanks for listening, friends. We'll be back tomorrow. No doubt. I hope you are too.